They were also informed that the entire treatment would be repeated on the second day, so they should have been aware of what to expect. The next day, the subjects were told that they would be treated with the same drugs before seeing the unpleasant and neutral pictures. They were even told via a computer screen which one they were getting. They once again perceived the unpleasant pictures as much less unpleasant after they had received the benzodiazepine and as unpleasant again after they received the agonist. Only they hadn't. In both cases, they had received salt water. So their views of the pictures were guided by what they thought the drugs would do to them. The view from neuroscience. Recent functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, experiments have found that placebo analgesia is related to decreased brain activity in pain-sensitive regions of the brain known as the thalamus, insula, and anterior cingulate cortex. Pain relief was also associated with increased activity in the prefrontal cortex, where thinking occurs, during anticipation of pain, suggesting that placebos act on pain-sensitive areas of the brain to alter the painful experience. W. Grant Thompson, The Placebo Effect and Health. Sham surgery. Perhaps even more remarkably, sham surgery works too. Sylvester Colligan of Beaumont, Texas, could barely walk before his 1994 knee operation. He was mobile and free of pain 6 years later. But, as he later learned, he was in the control group. Yes, he received 3 knee incisions, but he was just sewn up again afterward. No conventional arthroscopy had been done. He would never have known that from his own body's responses. Similarly, a 2004 study compared 30 patients who received controversial embryonic stem cell implants for Parkinson's disease to patients who received only a sham surgery. Those who thought they had received the stem cells reported better quality of life a year later than those who thought they had received the sham surgery, regardless of which surgery patients had actually received. And the ratings by medical personnel tended to concur with the patient's own views. In Timeless Medicine, Herbert Benson and Marg Stark list a number of conditions that are affected by patient beliefs. Most forms of pain are on the list, of course, but so are cold sores, duodenal ulcers, dizziness, and skin reaction to poisonous plants.